You think our listeners are in on the joke yet?
I hope so.
Donnie, if you were just driving around and you heard this song today, would you get it?
I mean, we also explained it at the beginning.
I'm just saying if you didn't catch the beginning and you just heard it.
Our
right
audience
now.
Is ever shifting, Donnie. You know that from all of Craig's radio boot
our state
camp
of the station meetings yesterday drove that into your
right,
head even
we
more.
Tease, and always keep our audience riveted on this show.
I actually don't know the movie Groundhog Day that well, so I might not even know it.
I think most people hear this song, see the day on the calendar. If they've seen the movie, they know it. Like this guy, whose pony is finding right now.
No, I'm just...
I thought for sure we were going to get Groundhog!
I was just making sure that Donnie didn't put Groundhog in his top three Bill Murray movies because it wouldn't make sense if he did.
Given that he's not that familiar with
right.
it. He just did the old thing we said we both did, which is go along with the crowd. I'm surprised you didn't just put Kingpin three times.
I had to put Caddyshack on there.
That's a classic.
What's the thing they do when they're marching around in stripes? With Bill Murray?
I have no recollection.
Some of the things they're shouting about?
I mean, I don't remember a lot of the now, random stuff they say, but I mean, yeah, they say random stuff. They say razzle dazzle at one point.
A younger me would have said, oh, yeah, I don't know. I haven't watched it in a while. I just can't remember. Older me just says, yeah, don't even think I've seen that part of Stripes. Older me just admits it.
I've watched it a few times, and it's not memorable at all. Okay, so that was Art Rooney. He's doing this thing now where after he met with us, when I say us, I mean Jeff, our award-winning Steelers insider, and other reporters, Art Rooney is now giving TV stations a chance to sit down with him one-on-one. And Jenna Harner from Channel 11 did this. Now, Jenna Harner got one quote that I'm going to let you guys hear. It was on the station's website. It was on Channel 11's website. It was not recorded. It was not posted on Twitter. There's no video or audio of this.
Mm-hmm.
That got awkward. Ron just came in the studio looking
jacket. He was looking for something. I mean, I couldn't even tell what it was.
But anyways, now I lost my train. No.
Jenna, so, there was something that wasn't even posted on the website,
yes, there's a big quote. You'll hear it at 5 o'clock.
Yeah.
Some of these clips were posted, like this one you just heard, about how Art Rooney expects Kenny Pickett to make a big jump in year two.
Mm-hmm.
He cited work ethic. Now, I have noticed, and I will cut you off here at the pass and admit, full-fledged, that Kenny Pickett and Jalen Hurts do not play the quarterback position the same way. Jalen Hurts had 13 rushing touchdowns this year. Jalen Hurts is a much bigger threat to run than Pickett is, even though we know Kenny is probably an underrated athlete. But when I hear big jump and I hear the words work ethic, I can't help but think about what transformation Jalen Hurts underwent this year in Philadelphia. If you look at, and this is not a perfect stat or metric, but I do believe it is a good one. Jalen Hurts in QBR, his first year as a starter, his second year in the league, so last year, he was 19th in QBR. He shot all the way up to 4th this year. He played like an elite quarterback. Kenny Pickett this year was 20th in QBR. So at least from where's the starting point? What are they building from? They ended their first years as a starting quarterback in very similar places. They were both roughly average to slightly below average NFL starting quarterbacks their first year. And then Hurts had this rocket ship, meteoric rise to where he is now, which is one of the best quarterbacks in the league. And you admitted this with Cordell, Chris. It's not like there were a lot of NFL people that thought Jalen Hurts was even capable of
this. He was getting ripped when he was picked. People said he's never going to process defenses fast enough to make the throws. They said character's off the charts, but he's not an NFL
He went a few picks after Chase Claypool.
Correct.
In that draft. So that's what I'm thinking about.
He was going to be a Steeler, too.
When I'm optimistic about Kenny Pickett, as Art Rooney is, I think about Jalen Hurts. Jalen Hurts made this massive jump from his first year as a starter, to year two. And it sounds like the owner has the same exact expectation as me. Like, he soft pedals and sets a low bar on a lot of things. He's not setting a low bar in his quarterback for what his expectations are next year, Chris.
One, I think Jalen Hurts, well, here's why I guess I don't buy it. One, I just don't think jumps like that happen very often, like to the degree Hurts's has. Hurts would be a very viable MVP candidate, but for Patrick Mahomes, you know, being Patrick Mahomes, okay? So that's one.
He's going to finish second in the MVP.
Correct.
Voting.
He would win. Yeah, he would win it without Mahomes. He was probably going to win it for a while until maybe he got hurt, and that might have docked him just enough. I don't think jumps like that happen often anyway. Like, I just don't think you say, well, because one guy did it, the other guy can't.
Well, how about Burrow the year before?
Burrow, I think it was even more surprising than Hurts. So we've seen two of them, and they're in the final four of quarterbacks. And Burrow also is a number one overall pick, so I would have expected.
How about
it
Lamar
more from
Jackson
him.
Year one to year two?
Completely different offense. That's a little different. Here's the thing with Hurts that I was getting to. I think you were trying to play some gotcha games with me, but here's where I'm going to go. He went from year one to year two as a starter with the same offensive coordinator, Shane Steichen.
Yes. The first time in his life he had been the same offense 2 years in a row, Jalen Hurts.
Okay. Steichen has a very good reputation. He's from a Sirianni tree. We're talking about Kenny Pickett making this jump under Matt Canada, who does not have a similarly sparkling reputation, who doesn't come. He comes from a Mike Tomlin coaching tree, which isn't even a tree at all. It's just go to the store and buy one of those potted plants and then say it's a tree. So that's one thing. Here's probably the bigger reason I have a hard time getting this and believing in it the way I think you want to and Art Rooney does. The Eagles have the best roster in the NFL. I'm not even, it's close, but it's them, like the Niners, one or two other teams, and then there's a big drop-off. They're stacked. Their offensive line is great. They make Jalen Hurts' life very easy. Not that he's not fully deserving of the accolades. That is a loaded roster that has been very carefully and very well constructed. Answer me this question, because that is a huge part of Hurts' ascendance. Do you think the Steelers have a roster even close to that?
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Guys back if we can. You know, we've spent time with those guys, particularly Cam Sutton. You know, we drafted Cam, and he's developed as a Steeler, and I think he truly wants to come back. You know, it's great to be able to get those kind of guys back, and obviously depends a little bit on what the market says and what opportunities he might have and how we make all these things fit within our salary cap constraints. You know, there's some guys that are veteran guys that we'd like to bring back.
Art Rooney II with Jenna Harner over at Channel 11. We like Jenna on this show.
She's an acquaintance of the show, or is she a friend of the show?
She was getting all kinds of great, useful sound bites while her fiance was celebrating his birthday at the Senior Bowl, Mike DeFabo of The Athletic, watching Grady Brown, the Steelers' secondary coach,
put people through their paces
as the defensive coordinator of one of the teams there. I was chastised about him, actually, by somebody within the Steelers organization who I will not name them, obviously. But I was chastised as, oh, you want an up-and-coming bright mind?
Grady Brown.
In the Steelers? Yeah. And I'm like, no, I'm very particular about this. I want offensive mind. I think you guys are okay defensively. Tomlin, although I wish he would have let Brian Flores handle the play calling duties, I think you guys have enough. John Mitchell's doesn't actually coach anymore there, but he's still with the organization. Carl Dunbar, the defensive line coach, I think you guys are okay defensively.
Wait, hold on. If Grady Brown started coaching as the linebackers coach at Alabama A&M in 2001, that's 22 years ago, okay? Presumably he was 22 at the absolute youngest, 23 when that happened, correct? You would presume, would you not?
I'm putting his name into Google right now.
Yeah, I just did the same thing. I'm on his Steelers bio right now. He can't be younger than 45.
What's your cutoff
for young?
Yeah,
young up and coming coach.
What's the cutoff? 40. You agree with that, Tony?
You got to be in your 30s for me to call you a young up and comer.
I'd probably go around 40, 42.
I'm almost out of the realm of being a young up and coming radio host now.
So you asked me about
the Eagles roster. I just said, that's a huge hindrance to me predicting any kind of breakout.
But doesn't this
Pickett.
Get back to like the thing that Micah Parsons has sent out a lot of interesting tweets and stuff,
and then had to rescind or explain
but
some
doesn't,
tweets?
But doesn't this get back to the chicken or the egg thing with Jalen Hurts? Is Jalen Hurts a great quarterback on his own, or is he a byproduct of the system he plays in? If the Steelers had drafted Jalen Hurts instead of Chase Claypool, which you mentioned it, Jalen Hurts thought the Steelers were going to take him.
Yep.
If he got drafted by the Steelers and waited behind Big Ben for a couple of years and was their starter now, would the Steelers be in much better shape?
Impossible to know, but I would lean no, because they don't have a highly regarded offensive coaching staff overall. And two, and this is, I'm not so much saying systems here with this one. I want to make this clear in this particular case. The Eagles roster just kicks ass,
I understand
ass,
that, Chris, but inherently you are saying that because if I say the Steelers had Patrick Mahomes at quarterback right now, I don't care if Matt Canada is screaming in his into his helmet nonstop, going zombies, 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 nonstop. Patrick Mahomes is still taking the ball and making plays.
No, Hurts is not on that level.
How about
I don't
Joe
think...
Burrow? You put him in the Steelers offense, I still think he's an absolute stud. Josh Allen.
I mean, Hurts is getting to that level quickly, but I do think his ascendancy was aided by the team and everything else.
We're both tacitly saying that Jalen Hurts, we think, is a good quarterback, but the team around him elevates him to this great level that
and
he's
also,
at right
and
now.
And also affords him the opportunity to maybe become a great quarterback as he continues to get more experience.
Yeah, which that's how it's supposed to be when you're a young quarterback. That's how Russell Wilson won his Super Bowl in Seattle. Legion of Boom defense, he wasn't at his best as a quarterback on those teams. Ben wasn't at his best as a quarterback in 05 when he won a Super Bowl.
Definitely wasn't at his best as a quarterback in 08.
And you've pointed that out a few times already
it's
today.
It's true!
But I think that clip I played from Rooney helps answer my question. I mean, he does not like to mention players by name and likes to speak in generalities. He thinks, he's got it made up in his mind, as his front office probably does, that it's really, really, really important for them to keep Cam Sutton. Now, I know it's a passing league, and they really do not have a lot of
skilled, corners.
Gifted corners. So this is probably more about desperation and need than it is an evaluation of Sutton, who is a good player.
But they love their guy. They love their guys. They drafted him. They gave him that next little contract. They love their guys.
I'm just bringing that up because, in my opinion, it should not be a clutch your pearls type thing if a player of Cam Sutton's ability goes and signs with another team in free agency. He's already close to 30. This is going to be his third NFL contract. Corners can fall off a cliff when they get to 30. Like, if the Steelers had depth at corner, they would probably say to Cam Sutton right now, hey, Cam, you had a really nice run in Pittsburgh. Go get yourself a contract.
Get paid.
Yeah, chase that money.
Get paid.
You know, like, they treated that with Bud Dupree. Bud Dupree on his own, it pains me to say this, Bud Dupree was a better player when he left Pittsburgh than Cam Sutton is right now. But I have a feeling that if Cam Sutton signs on the first day of free agency with, I don't know, the Arizona Cardinals.
Steelers West.
That is going to, Steelers fans are going to be more worried about that than they were when Bud Dupree signed an $85 million deal with the Titans.
And you're saying they'll be worried because Art Rooney named him and name-checked him as like a guy they need to keep?
No, because they'll be like, oh my God, the cupboard is bare at corner now. Which speaks to your larger point of what kind of roster do the Steelers really have around Kenny Pickett? How big of a jump can he make when this is the structure of the team, the bones of the team around him.
Forget about their defense for a second. Eagles have a good defense. I'm well aware of that. Their defense is, you know, sacks the crap out of everybody.
Eighth best in the league.
But they have
70 sacks which sacks blew everybody out of the water.
The sacks are off the charts.
They injured two quarterbacks in the NFC Championship game.
They are unbelievably good up front, and they're very good in the secondary, and it hides whatever weakness they might have at linebacker, whatever. Just go look at their offensive line. Kelsey's going to go to the Hall of Fame. Lane Johnson's a Hall of Famer, in my opinion. They've got two Hall of Famers on their offensive line. The guy at the left tackle, Mailata, who's like considered maybe like still the shakiest dude, is about 6'8", 380. He's a monster. He swallows up guys like
I think he's from Australia.
Right. He's New Zealand, maybe. He swallows up guys like
Thank you for correcting me.
I don't even know if I'm right. I was just guessing. He swallows up guys like Nick Bosa just by virtue of being as wide as a truck. And then look, hold on, though. They surrounded him. I love George Pickens. I think he's going to be a star. I actually think Deontay is going to have a bounce-back year. A.J. Brown's better than those guys right now. A.J. Brown's one of the best receivers in the league that no one talks about. Miles Sanders, Goddard.
They have an incredible roster.
Devontae Smith is a Heisman Trophy winner who, like, gets mentioned third or fourth on my list here. Their offense is so unbelievably well-constructed.
The whole
team's
stacked.
And their whole roster is so well-constructed.
And they're well-coached.
I cannot get there with the Steelers because so many of their offseason signals that they have sent us is we're pretty happy with what we were doing. The Steelers got outscored this year by about, I think, 28 or 38 points. The Eagles outscored their opposition by 133. That's a good team.
So would this be an Eagles-esque move? We've got Andy Weidel now here, and it's confirmed. He's at the Senior Bowl. That was a topic of discussion yesterday. So tell me if the following would be categorized as an Eagles-esque move. They've made trades. They've supplemented their team in free agency and stuff. They've built their team every which way. Trades in the draft, trades out of the draft.
There's more than one way to skin a cat.
They've skinned all kinds of cats here this year.
Devin Bush's ears just perked up.
So there is, in the NFL terms, a married man who wants to have an affair with the Steelers. He still has a ring on his finger, but he's...
He's flirting.
He's begging.
He's making the big eyes.
He wants to play for the Steelers. And that is Titans tackle Taylor Lewan. Taylor Lewan is still technically under contract with the Titans. You mentioned a giant man for the Eagles. This is a massive dude. This is a guy who's been injury plagued the last few years, but is a high caliber, elite level, high pedigree left tackle. Those guys can play for a long time. Those guys can play for a really long time. Look at Jason Peters.
Andrew Whitworth,
exactly. And he wants to play for the Steelers. Now, how do we know that? Because our buddy Jersey Jerry from Barstool had Lewan on his podcast, and Lewan said, yeah, I look great in black and gold. I want to come play there. But there's a little bit of trouble in paradise. It's bad enough that he's still under contract with the Titans, and try to have an affair with the Steelers, Chris. But there's also another complicating factor, and that is Luan's relationship with TJ Watt.
A special thank you to Jersey Jerry having me on his podcast, trying to talk me into going to Pittsburgh. It's a phenomenal city. The three lakes meeting together, Heinz Field right on the corner. They play that dope-ass song on fourth down. So Will and I are going to the Super Bowl to do Media Row. It's going to be an electric time. We have a whole bunch of podcasts going on. So we send an olive branch out. TJ Watt, his team, we would love to have you on our podcast. During Super Bowl week, you'll be there, we'll be there, we'll come to you, do whatever you need to do. Just come and hit the boys. And this just told us no. He just denied us for the third time in a row. I don't know. That's just, they want us to be teammates. It kind of just feels like that's bad teammate vibes, right? We've had our past. Yeah, I spit in his face. I hit him in the nuts one time. Like, that is, listen, hand up. That's on me. Damn, boys. Like, can we turn a page? Let's just turn a page and move on.
I love this guy.
What would be more offensive?
I 100% endorse this move.
What's more offensive? If a guy hits you in the nuts or spits in your face, what are you more mad about?
I actually think the spitting.
So do I. I think that's about the most. I think that is about the most like fighting act you can perform without actually hitting somebody. Like every time Bill Romanowski spit in somebody's face, he should have gotten his head ripped off.
I think guys get clocked in the nuts in an NFL game constantly.
Oh, I think what happens at the bottom of the pile is vile.
I think it's like Clubber Lang getting ready for Rocky that first time.
Speed bagging those bad boys.
Watt's big time in this guy. And someone needs to get a hold of TJ and say, look, dude.
You like him or you like Dan Moore Jr. at left tackle?
He's made so much money.
What are his injury issues, by the way?
There's a lot of them. There's a ton of them.
No, but I mean, like, okay.
Do you want me to look up Dr. Chow's injury score on him, our guy Dr. Chow?
So there's a possible 50 games he could have played in the last 3 years, okay? Okay. He has only played in 20 of them. 5, then 13, and then 2. I need to know, like, how many of them are severe tears.
So knee injury this year.
Okay.
And then in 2020, in October, he had an ACL tear.
What was the knee injury this year, though?
I don't know if it's the same knee. I'd have to look. I'm gonna double check that.
Knee worries me. Knee worries me.
All these guys wear braces on the offensive line.
Well, apparently his didn't help him. I think he's a really good football player, and he's not that old, as you said, for the position at 31. Is that it? That, you know what that is? Is it an Eagles move? I'm not sure. You know what it really is, though, Pony? It's the kind of move you make if you have an area of deficiency and a quarterback on a rookie contract.
Well, the other thing I like about it potentially is, you do that and you sign him to like a 1-year deal like you did with Ogunjobi, let's say, and you allow for the opportunity for like a rookie that you draft to develop. Like, let's say you take an offensive tackle in the second round. You don't have to plug that guy in right away. You can have Luan start.
Yeah. No. I mean, I think that's a compelling...
It's the same one. He's torn his... He's hurt his right knee twice.
I'm trying to think
two
of,
right knee injuries.
I'm trying to think, Donnie, of, you played offensive line, of dropping back into your pass set, right, as a left tackle. Right knee, I guess, in theory, would be under more strain, wouldn't it? The inside knee?
Yeah, it would. I mean, you know, it's not great to hear that either way.
Sure. I mean, I'm not saying it, like, would be better or worse. I'm just thinking that would be the knee in my mind that would be under more pressure, even as a left tackle.
The Titans are set to pay him almost $15 million. He's not going to get that deal. There's no guarantee to it, so he's going to get cut.
And he's a legit stud. Like, I just did the old double check on PFF. Until the injury years, consistent 80 grade kind of guy, like, legit.
I mean, this is doesn't he just strike you as a guy that would be great to just roll the dice on? Take those dice out and...
Absolutely. Plus, I think that
what if
unit...
TJ doesn't want him here?
That unit, though, I mean, what, the oldest guy, I think, is younger than me. Isn't, like, Mason Cole, like, 26? I mean, you could certainly use a guy like Taylor Lewan in the locker room, and especially with that group of linemen.
I mean, it also affords you the chance to, like, kick a, you know, a Dan Moore inside. I'll say this
again.
Yeah,
which I like that idea, too.
He's a guy who has a history playing guard. Make it two dogs, one bone with him and Kevin Dotson, the coaching staff's least favorite offensive lineman.
And here's the thing. You wouldn't be so stressed that Tomlin, we'll talk to Ray Fittipaldo next hour, was salivating over these offensive linemen at the Senior Bowl.
Mm-hmm.
If these guys get picked off and you're at 17 and most of them are off the board, or if all of them are off the board, you don't feel like you're in an Artie Burns situation.
You've got something.
Where you have to reach just to get one. Yeah, you've already got somebody who you think, as long as he's healthy, fingers crossed, can play. And if he falls, okay, well then now Dan Moore is like your emergency left tackle.
He's your swing
guy. Which is
guy.
What he should have been. That's why you drafted him in the fourth round.
It's funny you say you just hope he doesn't get injured. That is the one other thing I would say about the Eagles. I mean, other than Hurts missing a couple games where they obviously did not look so good, they have been remarkably lucky with injuries this year, building that roster that way.
What a big shot. I guess if I got spit on,
yeah,
I would take that personally.
Yeah, I think you'd have problems. You'd have beef.
You can't go on the guy's podcast, though.
I think spitting in somebody's face precludes you going on the podcast. If you spit on my face and then said, can you come on my podcast?
I know, but Luan did it the exact right way to do it. The whole point of having him on, and he made this clear, was to say, I need to be the bigger man and apologize for what I did because it was wrong. Who doesn't like to get a genuine, heartfelt apology from,
I don't like
from someone?
I don't actually,
you hate apologies.
Yeah, because then I don't want to feel the obligation to say apology accepted if I really don't want to.
What if Watt went on
and said apology?
I accept your apology and then was done.
Said peace out. That'd be a hell of a way to end the podcast. Yeah, I don't like getting apologized to, because if I don't feel like the person, if I don't want to be, bygones be bygones, I don't want to have to say all good, man. I hate that.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
The fans' Groundhog Day coverage from Knob Gobbler was brought, or Gobbler's Knob.
Did I hear
He did it.
Did I hear Gobnobbler?
Knob Gobbler.
Knob Gobbler. I thought I heard Gobnobbler. Either way.
Was brought to you by the Buell Insurance in Gibsonia. Good time to review your auto and home insurance with Buell.
Sarah J, get any questions in a chat this week, speaking of?
I think something happened with the Post-Gazette's website where I've been freezed out.
Frozen. Oh, yeah. You got shut out. Because Sarah J had a question make it in on Monday to a good friend Rafe DePaulo.
Maybe
chat.
That account holder hasn't been banned yet. You know, Donnie's going to see Impractical Jokers live tonight, the true TV show Impractical Jokers. The only time I remember Impractical Jokers is in March when I'm watching True TV for the tournament games, and I'm reminded that they're still tricking people into thinking that they're not actors or celebrities, that they're just wacky, quirky people.
Isn't it kind of a non-flex for them that they've been on this long enough and people still get fooled, they don't get recognized?
I think at this point it's definitely a little bogus on the part of the people
the
that
jokies.
Get fooled. It's like, if you see those guys, unless they underwent a big-time transformation, how do you not know who they are by now?
They're to the point where they're so big.
I couldn't pick any of them out of a police
I could easily.
I couldn't.
Even though I don't watch the show, just from those promos.
I couldn't pick it. I tried to ignore them.
Donnie's going with Sarah tonight. They're filling the arena. They're not doing the Benidorm. They're not doing, one of the
do they do
places
the
in the cultural district.
Like, what do they do? Stand-up comedy?
I've never gone to one of their shows.
They're putting 20,000 people in there tonight to watch them do their jokes or whatever.
They hitting watermelons with a sledgehammer like Gallagher?
It's a couple that Sarah is very good friends with, and it's sort of like a double date thing. I don't know what their routine is.
Do you know the dude in the other couple?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
You're buddies with them?
Yeah. Yeah. Okay,
they better serve beer at this thing.
I would think if it's at the arena.
If I were at Impractical Jokers, in order to make it funny, you know what I'd need? More beer.
I knew what you were getting at there.
More whiskey.
Sure, they'll make me laugh. Plenty.
More vodka.
And more beer.
And more beer.
I think you forgot more tequila.
I did. More of that.
Can I hear the groundhog guy one more time, please?
Sure.
Groundhog!
Confirmed by Dunlap, he never went to bed. The guy just powered through the whole day.
And also confirmed by Dunlap via video, he sent us a tweet or sent me a tweet. Right before that gentleman did that call, he cracked open like a pounder beer of some absurd, I think it was Miller High Life, actually.
So I am now on team, once the Titans get rid of Taylor Lewan, the Steelers need to sign him. So I am now taking up that campaign. I am on board with that. Even though Lewan hit Watt in the nuts and spit in his face. And now Watt is
water under the bridge,
being a big baby and won't go on his podcast. The guy who is the torchbearer of this, the ringleader, is Jersey Jerry of Barstool Sports. And he's on the hotline right now. Hello, Jerry.
Jerry,
you there?
Oh, no. Maybe TJ Watt's hijacking the phone lines. We've got to work on this
Maybe
one.
He's got that stooge Derek Watt just...
Can you hear me?
Yeah,
oh,
we got you
now,
Jerry.
You, Jerry.
Hi, Jerry.
Oh, maybe it was the speakerphone.
What's going on? You going to get Taylor Lewan to play for the Steelers?
Yeah, what's
going on,
you going to
get that hatchet buried with he and
Let's
Watt?
Let's go, Jerry. What do we got here, buddy?
people of Pittsburgh, these fans, they're backing a guy that has a grade of about 62. I mean, that guy didn't do a thing this year. The only thing I've seen that guy do was get penalized and get beat and get abused.
Dan Moore?
Come on. Who wouldn't want a former Pro Bowler? Who wouldn't want to have a guy that's in your face, that's a savage, that's tough? Sure, I know about the injuries. Yeah, that's right. Listen, if anybody's going to come back from these type of injuries, it's the tackle position. Do some research.
Yep.
Just speaking to a doctor, Dr. Dioro, okay? And this doctor told me that linemen, the easiest transition for them from the ACL injury. And listen.
Uh-oh. Donnie, put him on hold.
We got two styrofoam cups and a string here. What is going on?
They had a better connection at Gobbler's Knob today.
At what again?
I can't believe I said Knob Gobbler on the air.
I can.
Why?
I absolutely can.
What?
You've screwed up a bunch of stuff like that recently.
I have?
It was one of those deals. Here's the thing. It was one of those deals where you were saying, don't say Knob Gobbler, and you just willed it into existence. Ugh, mercy.